Let's travel next to one of the world's great exporters. It's a country where some people do not always feel so proud of just what they're exporting. Germany is one of the top three exporters of weapons. It earns billions annually from arms sales. The country's new economy minister, Sigmar Gabriel, finds that disgraceful, and he's determined to change it. His plans are dividing the country. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson visited a southern German town that's a center of the arms business.
Sigmar Gabriel recently told German ZDF public television the reason he wants to curb German weapons exports is simple. He says there are basic rules in Germany for exporting arms, and they've been ignored in the last years. Now we are going to observe them again. The exception Germany has in its laws about selling to non-NATO or non-EU countries has become the rule, Gabriel adds. That's led him to hold up hundreds of weapons exports since becoming the Minister of Economic Affairs here last December. He's also pressuring German arms manufacturers to merge with other European firms. Many politicians, the industry, and unions are seething. They say he's risking 80,000 German jobs and their country's reputation as an engineering leader. German lawmaker Roderich Kiesewetter is a retired colonel and member of Chancellor Angela Merkel's political party.
It's of utmost importance that we keep our ability to provide our armed forces, the Bundeswehr, with significant German material. And second, it is important that we are able to cooperate with our international partners and friends.
Kiesewetter adds that if Germany stops producing weapons, other countries will step in and pick up the slack. That's what many in the town of Oberndorf figure as well. This southern German hamlet has made weapons for two centuries. There are monuments here to commemorate 5,000 forced laborers who the Nazis brought here during World War II to manufacture rifles. Klaus Kirschner is one of many residents who worked at one of the local weapons plants at some point during their lives. Kirschner, a retired lawmaker from the economic minister's political party, says people oppose Gabriel's plans because they worry the jobs their families have worked for generations will go to other countries. He adds there are few other places to find work locally, especially for people with technical skills. Today, some 600 people work at the Heckler & Koch plant on the outskirts of Oberndorf. The company is a global firearms leader, making a submachine gun carried by some on the Navy SEALs team that killed Osama bin Laden. Activist and author Jürgen Gresslin says Germans should reflect on a darker fact. Heckler & Koch guns are often in the hands of unfriendly armies and terrorists. The company, which declined to be interviewed by NPR, is being investigated by the Stuttgart prosecutor over the legality of a weapons deal it made with Mexico. Gresslin says he goes to the plant several times a year to talk to workers about the 2 million people he says their guns have killed worldwide. Most of the time, including on this day, the people he approaches wave him off. Finally, a trucker waiting at the main gate agrees to take some flyers from Gresslin. He asks the trucker what he thinks about Heckler & Koch guns being shipped to Kurdish fighters. Their exchange is interrupted by the plant's security team. One official warns Gresslin over a loudspeaker that he's trespassing and that the police have been called. A guard and plant executive later escort the activist off the property. Even though he rarely wins converts, Gresslin doesn't think he's wasting time, given that polls show most Germans are against their country's booming arms trade. He says Heckler & Koch should be reminded of that fact. But Gresslin is not optimistic about the economy minister's plans and predicts he'll cave to political pressure.
I fear that Sigmar Gabriel will not stand a long time against weapons industry. My fear is that it gets worse than before.
Kirschner, the retired lawmaker, says the minister wouldn't be the first German politician to fail to curb the arms trade. He says what Germany needs is a nationwide debate about its weapons exports, one involving the country's top thinkers, ethicists, and churches. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.